I could hardly leave in the clothes I came in. What would the neighbors think? I pouted. You were very deeply asleep. I didn't miss anything. His eyes gleamed. The talking came earlier. I groaned. What did you hear? His gold eyes grew very soft. You said you loved me. You knew that already, I reminded him, ducking my head. It was nice to hear, just the same. I hid my face against his shoulder. I love you, I whispered. You are my life now, he answered simply. There was nothing more to say for the moment. He rocked us back and forth as the room grew lighter. Breakfast time, he said eventually, casually, to prove I'm sure that he remembered all my human frailties. So I clutched my throat with both hands and stared at him with wide eyes. Shock crossed his face. Kidding, I snickered, and you said I couldn't act. He frowned in disgust. That wasn't funny. It was very funny, and you know it, but I examined his gold eyes carefully to make sure that I was forgiven. Apparently I was. Shall I rephrase, he asked, breakfast time for the human. Oh, okay. He threw me over his stone shoulder, gently, but with a swiftness that left me breathless. I protested as he carried me easily down the stairs, but he ignored me. He sat me right side up on a chair.